Blog Talk Radio.
And you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. First of all, I hope you've had a good week so far. My week has been so nice. You know, I just celebrated my 36th birthday. Yeah, I put it out there. Just celebrated my birthday, and I just want to say thank you to my friends and for the emails, the text messages, and all the love that people have shown me, even on MySpace. You know, feel free to sit back and relax. We have a great show planned for you today. Today, I have Krishna D. Williams, and she's going to come on the show and going to tell us about what she's doing and what God has placed in her heart. So you'll be hearing from her pretty soon. But we're going to get things started today with Try Him by Eddie Baltrip. Don't you know the word God says to try him? And when I say try him, basically this. God is going to do what he says he's going to do. He's going to perform his word. And God never fails. Just know that when you feel like you're ready to give up, God is going to step in. You know, and we have a lot to be thankful for. This song is titled Try Him by Eddie Baltrip. You know, if you'd like to call in to the radio show today, just call in at 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. Then also do this. Feel free to just send me a shout-out on Yahoo. My instant message is G Wright Online. You know, but just sit back, relax, and remember, try him. And this is Eddie Baltrip, and you are listening to the Heart of Love radio show.
How many of y'all know that the Lord will make a way out of no? How many of y'all know that the Lord will make a way out of nowhere? Well, if you believe that, make some noise!
Voices holler at.
Come on, y'all.
That was Try Him by Eddie Baltrip. Coming up next is Adore You by Anointed. That was Anointed. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. Today is Tuesday, April the 22nd, and it's amazing that we've already have almost finished this whole entire month already. It's amazing how quickly time is going by. If you are needing a touch, if you're needing God to touch you in your life, if you're just ready for a breakthrough, then you've called the right place at the right time. You know, because God's definitely is going to do that. God's definitely going to do that. You know, I've been enjoying, you know, the different guests we've been having on the show. I want to say thank you for marking my show as a favorite. You know, one thing that I have to play today is a song by Kirk Franklin. This is it. You know, how many of you know that sometimes it comes to a point in our lives sometimes where we have to say, this is it. I'm not taking it anymore. I'm not going to go through the exact same thing, you know, anymore. And this is year 2008. So if you have been dealing with some things that were back, that were kind of negative and were back in 2007, it's time today just let those things go. Let them go and say, this is it. And coming up after this song, we'll be speaking with Krishna D. Williams.
I'm tired and I want to give up.
I've been wondering why.
Why is the world getting so crazy?
Still somehow I believe.
Come too far to die now. If you're a survivor, get up. Let's get it.
This is it. by Kirk Franklin. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Feel free to call in 646-595-4311. We have a great show ahead for you today. I believe we have a caller. Call in right now. Good evening, caller. You are live on the Heart of Love Radio Show. Hello?
Hey, this is Krishna Williams calling.
Hi, how you doing, Krishna?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. First of all, I just want to say you are speaking to G, right? And I appreciate you calling in. And I'm telling the viewers about yourself and about your ministry and what God has placed in your life.
Well, I recently published my first book. It's called The Love of the Father.
Right.
And I wrote it because when I was growing up, I always struggled with issues with my father. And at first, it started off as a way to just free my mind and get everything out of my head and on paper. And then as all of the writing started to come together, I decided that it was a message that needed to be told because it could free a lot of people and bring them closer to Christ. So I decided to publish.
Wow, that's, you know what? That's a good topic. God placed a good topic on your heart to actually share with everyone, because I think that there's so many people who are actually dealing with that. You know, but how did it all start for you, and when exactly did God place this on your heart?
I was in my sophomore year of college, so it was about 4 years ago that I really started working on it. And I just got it published November of last year. And I'm already seeing a lot of really positive results. The book, it includes a lot of details about my personal life, you know, things that I question whether or not it would be beneficial for me to put myself out there like that.
Right.
But I've learned that's what's making the book so attractive, by me just being so real and so honest. People are connecting to it because everyone has something in their past that they kind of wish nobody would find out or nobody knew. And
right.
By putting that stuff out there, I'm letting them know that, you know, the past is the past and you don't have to worry about it. You know, you don't have to live in fear of people finding out stuff. Be like me and go ahead and tell them, and they can talk about you or, you know,
right,
or whatever they're going to do, and you don't have to worry about it. So.
You know, that I'd say this is, do you feel like being a writer, you know, because I'm a writer as well, that it's almost as if you are kind of unrobing yourself before everyone. You're being kind of transparent, because people don't even realize that as a writer, whether writing books or songs or things like that, it comes from God has placed it in you or bringing it out through you. So in some ways, you're being transparent.
Exactly.
You know, you're letting people see a little bit more of yourself.
Exactly. And I recently moved from Michigan to Georgia, and the people down here, they didn't know anything about me. Like, the city that I was born and raised in is extremely small. Just about everybody knows everybody and their business. But when I came down to Georgia, these people didn't know anything about me. I could have told them I was anything. And,
right.
You know, recreated myself, but I decided to be honest with them, and I got to know a lot more people on a very personal level. I mean, people were at my job. I'm a teacher, so I had
right.
teachers coming to me, you know, in the morning before class and during lunch and after class, just pouring their hearts out and really getting free because of the book. And so I see how all the stuff that I went through in the past, that I struggled with, now it's made me victorious, you know, so I'm really thankful that I made the decision to publish.
Well, let me ask you a question. You've been working on this for a while, and it's finally gotten published. what was the, when God places on your heart, were you nervous? Were you a little afraid? Or you just said, let me just go ahead and share this and just be obedient? Or did you think twice about it?
I did. At first, I was nervous, and then I really got into writing, and I was like, I'm going to go with it. And when I submitted my manuscript, then it became really real for me. You know, like, what did I just do? Because now this is going forward, and, like, I really can't stop it now. You know, people want to know. They knew I was writing a book, and they're going to want to see it. You know, my family, they're going to want to know. Some people, their feelings are going to be hurt because, like they say, sometimes the truth does hurt, especially when you're talking about family secrets and so many people's feelings. Some people might not like it, and so that made me nervous.
I can imagine. For my listeners who are listening in, you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I am your host, G. Wright. And my special guest for today is Krishna D. Williams. She's the author of The Father of Love, The Love of the Father.
The Love of the Father, yes.
The Love of the Father. With this book, what can people look forward to reading?
When they read it, they're going to see, you know, what the Lord revealed to me, the roles that a father should play in the home. And it includes the role of a provider. You know, he should be willing to take care of his family and provide for them mentally, physically, emotionally. It's a role of security. You know, he's supposed to make sure that his family feels secure. And he does some of that by being the great provider. Like, if they know that he's taking care of his duties, they're going to feel secure. It's a role of authority. And that comes along with being a provider and making them feel secure. People are going to follow you when they know that they can trust you and that you're going to be consistent in doing what you're supposed to do. And it's a position of wisdom. You know, if you're going to be taking care of people, you need to be wise. And a lot of that wisdom comes from leaning on the Lord, you know, because as
right.
human beings, we don't always know what to do, but we have a Heavenly Father that we can go to and get the wisdom that we need in order to pass it on to other people. And so that's what one of the things that a father should be doing. And it's a position of love, you know, because without love, all of those other roles kind of fall apart. You know, love is what keeps them together. And so they'll learn more about that. And then, as I mentioned, they'll learn about my personal testimony, how I struggled to build a relationship with my father because I was conceived as a result of a rape, and not
right.
just a rape, but an incestuous rape.
Right.
So how I, you know, struggled with that, and eventually I was able to build a relationship with my father. You know, as a teenager, I had a lot of anger towards him and disgust and just a lot of negative feelings. But shortly before I started writing the book, he had cancer, and he ended up being at the university hospital, which was just a few minutes from my apartment. So I went to visit him just kind of feeling like it was my responsibility, even though he hadn't taken care of me like a father should have.
Right.
I felt that it was my duty as a daughter to visit him and, you know, like speak life into him. And so that opened up the door for a lot of communication. And then they got rid of the cancer, and he went right back to his old ways. It was like we had never started to build a relationship. So that really upset me. You know, I felt like, Lord, I went out of my way
right.
to be nice to this man who should have been doing everything he could do to please me, you know, because of what he had done in the past. And I said, I will never do that again, you know. And later the cancer came back, and it was like the Lord had softened my heart again. And so I would go to the hospital, but I was a little more laid back. You know, like I was like, you know, I could be reliving this whole situation over again, so I'm not going to be as involved. I'm not going to visit as much. I'm not going to say as much, but I'll be there. You know, my presence will be there. And then a few years after that, he suffered a very severe stroke.
Right.
And my mom took me up to the hospital to see him, and he looked 10 times worse than he did when he was dealing with the cancer. And that really softened my heart because he just looked so miserable. Like, I don't think it would have mattered who he was or what he had done to me. Like, just seeing someone in that state did something to me. Like, it caused me to change. And during his recovery, we spent a lot more time together, like over a longer period of time than when he had cancer.
Right.
And we really started to bond then because he needed so much more help. Like, he was partially paralyzed, and it did something to his mental state where I personally feel it was the Lord breaking him down so he could build him back up.
Right.
And just that whole time that he was in a nursing home, the whole time that he was there, we really started to build our relationship, and it was more like a loving father-daughter relationship. And he was in and out of the nursing home. Like, he would get better and go home for visits, and then he would be back in the nursing home, then he'd get better and go back home for a little while. But that just continued for a long time. And during one of his visits home, he went to my home church. You know, he didn't tell me anything. A few of his friends go to my church. And I was downstairs working with the youth, and I come up, and my dad's up at the front of the church giving his life to the Lord. So that was the one thing where it was like, you know what, all of this stuff that happened in the past, it's over. Like, completely over. And with him giving his life over to Christ, it was like I had no choice but to forgive him because he couldn't be held in bondage regardless, you know, because everything he had done in the past was washed away.
Right.
And eventually he passed away.
Okay. Definitely sorry to hear that. How long has it been?
It's been a year and a half, a little less than a year and a half.
Wow. Just think, if you would have given up on your father, you know, he wouldn't have given his life to the Lord.
Right.
So this book is really a healing, as you sharing your testimony, but it's also therapeutic and healing and really be an example for other people who are dealing with their different issues with their parents, to just know that God can restore the rest that love.
Right.
So as a result of everything that's happened, how does this help to shape you into who you are now?
I feel like it's made me a lot stronger, you know, because I went through so much and I dealt with it at an early age. I just learned that I really don't see anything that could stop me from doing what I want to do. You know, if you can overcome something like this, you can do anything. God is definitely by your side. And like I said, I exposed myself, so what can people really do to me, you know? If you search within my past or whatever, you're not going to find anything that isn't written.
Right.
You know, or not anything that's that serious, so I'm a lot less stressed.
Right. You know, you sound so, you know, I have a couple people who are actually enjoying the show, And one of my friends just wanted me to ask you. He's just saying that you sound so young. But you're actually in your mid-20s, right?
Right.
You know, and tied into that, it sounds like you have experienced a lot to be in your mid-20s.
I have.
You know, and God's grace has been on you. You know, I'm going to tell you what someone just wrote me. They text me and my IM and said, example, T.D. Jakes can say he used to be a criminal and nobody will think twice. I think there are some things you need to hold on to until you walk in your destiny. Thank God for her ministry. She's talking about your ministry because you are fulfilling your destiny.
Wow.
No, basically, not everyone has the grace to share with what you're sharing. You know, sometimes when it comes to different delicate issues like that, sometimes God has some people to deal with it in a family unit or individual personally. But with you, God's kind of like opened you up. And God's grace is on you because not everyone can do that. And if it's something that's going to really, because of how everything began. But even with the fathers, you know, sometimes people don't have a restoration. You know, I can say personally, my relationship with my own father has started to get better with time. I'm the youngest of three, but my father was in a different state. And it seemed like he was there for my older siblings, but wasn't there for myself. So on a little side spectrum, I understand. You know, as far as God restoring their relationship, because only God can do that.
Right.
You know, but God's definitely given grace to you. And I just have to say I appreciate you coming on the show, and I hope you can stay longer. I have some more questions for you, if you don't mind.
Oh, certainly.
Now, for the listening audience, you are listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. We have Krishna D. Williams, author of The Love of the Father. And Krishna, what is your MySpace address? For those who are listening, I'm sure they would like to go to your MySpace and read a little bit more from you there, about you there.
You know what? I don't even know what it is. How do they do that? I always hear people saying you can go to MySpace /
Right. What you do is go, if you're on your computer right now, you can log into your MySpace account, right?
Right. I go to my profile and it will bring it up.
Right, go to your profile and look for it says URL. The URL should be underneath your underneath the message box, right above the message box or in profile box on your left hand side. And once you've done that, you'll see the URL. It says myspace.com/, and it tells you all the information.
Yeah, I see it. It's www.myspace.com. And then the / Miss Williams, MISSWILLIAMS 32.
Is it 32 written out, the numbers or the letters?
The numbers, 32.
Okay. So that's www.myspace.com/ Miss Williams,
32.
The number 32.
Yeah.
Miss Williams 32. You know, check her out right now. And we're going to go to this song by Smokey Norful, because definitely, from the testimony that we've been hearing from Krishna Williams, God is able. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God is able. We'll be back right back with more from Krishna D. Williams.
God is able. God is able. God is able and he won't fail. God is able. God is able. God is able and tell me who make mountains move out of my way? Who make a miracle because of my faith? And when the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there? God is able. God is able, oh, and he won't fail. Tell me who make a river out of a little stream? Who tell the clouds to roll back so that the sun can look at me? And who tell the wind to whistle through the trees? And when I'm in trouble, who's that same God that will come down and rescue me? God is able. God is able. God is able. And never forsake. No, he won't fail. He'll be there till the end. God won't fail. He won't fail.
You know, God is able. And right now you're listening to Krishna D. Williams. I tell you, Krishna, you have a powerful testimony. You know, I just want to know, what if some people said once they've read your book?
Well, my mom was one of the first people to read it. And I had been telling her all along that I was going to write the book, but I don't think she knew how real I was going to be about it. And so she was kind of shocked and like, oh, my goodness, what are people going to say? You know, because it exposed her, too, because she's my mom, you know.
Right.
And then my aunt was reading it, and she's like, well, all this stuff is true, you know, like, and it's to help people, so what are you worried about? And then that kind of calmed my mom down. And as more people read it, like some of my mom's coworkers, and people who really know her, they saw a different inside of her. You know, they saw the strength that she had to have to even not terminate the pregnancy, you know, and to do her best to raise me. And so that helped her a lot, too. And then, like I said, my coworkers were just really, really pleased because I'm in my classroom. I'm very, very active, but other than that, I'm quiet, and I kind of keep to myself. So they were shocked that I had that kind of voice even in writing. I did have some family members who were very, very upset.
That you were talking about it?
Yeah, some that were close to my dad, and I feel like they don't really have that type of, I don't know, like relationship with the Lord where they can see how this is going to help people, you know. It's about us, but it's really not about us. You know, it's
right.
About the glory for God.
Well, what do they expect? Were they upset with your father? Were they upset with you for exposing your father?
They were upset that I exposed all of us. You know, they felt like it's water under the bridge. Like, if you and your father were on good terms, like, why would you do this? Especially with him passing away, I think they felt like I betrayed him, but I was feeling like the book helped to release him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I don't have any hard feelings towards him, and like I said, his sins were already washed away, so who cares about exposing it? It's over now. What can anybody do?
Right.
And it just showed my love for him that, yes, I know all this stuff, and it doesn't matter. You know, that's the greatest gift that you can give somebody is forgiveness. So
right.
I think that he would have been maybe, like my mom, embarrassed at first, but very pleased in the end.
You know what? I commend you. I commend you that even in the midst of family members, I guess, giving it 2 cents, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 cents, that to your book and what God laid in your heart, that you continue to stay focused and do what God wanted you to do. As a result, is your relationship strained with them? Have they stopped speaking to you?
Yeah, several have. Some of my dad's siblings and my dad's mother, they don't really talk to me that much. I recently went home for a funeral, and they kind of talked to me, but not really. Like, I could feel the coldness, but like I said, I can't be worried about it because it's not about you. You know, I can't. It would be foolish for me to go through all that and shut my mouth because you're going to be unhappy. You know, there's people that could end up in hell if they don't hear this message and really learn about the revelation and the love of the Father. So I'm not going to be responsible for that in an attempt to make you happy.
No, I'd say wow. When that says wow, because you know the family dynamics are sometimes kind of strange. You know, it's like one of those things where whatever happens, especially I guess you could say it doesn't matter which family you're in, whether it's black or white or Hispanic, whatever, that certain things, certain families just say, you know, we're just not going to think about it. But with your testimony, you said, it sheds a light. It kind of vindicates everyone. It kind of vindicates everyone who is involved over time.
Right.
You know, over time, you know, your mother had the strength, like you said, it took strength to continue. I'm sure they probably talked to the same ones who are talking about you. Probably the same ones who talked about her. Same ones who probably talked about him. You know? And it's amazing that God has totally turned your father's life, you know, around. And that he's giving you the strength to share that. You know, and I commend you, because it took a lot of strength when God softened your heart to go up there again. You know?
Right.
That took a lot of strength.
Because I can be very, very stubborn. Like, and especially in my past, I was at one and you're done. You mess up one big time and that's it. Like, you know, you can go your own way and I go my own way and let that be it.
You know, I like to play something else. I'm gonna dedicate. I'm gonna play this two more songs, and this is one that I'm gonna dedicate to you, Krishna. And this is a song, and it's entitled "You Can Make It," and this is by Vincent Walker and Testimonies of Joy. And God has kept you. And you are living testimony that you can make it through whatever it is that God has through, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you've gone through it and out of it, you can make it. And I thank you for sharing, and we'll be right back with more from Krishna D. Williams on the Heart of Love Radio Show. If you have a question for her, call in at 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. You can make it. Vincent Walker, Testimonies of Joy.
Time.
Listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. That was You Can Make It by Vincent Walker and Testimonies of Joy. And we have today on the Hard Love Radio Show, Ms. Krishna D. Williams. Call in, feel free to call in, 646-595-4311. I know we're wrapping up the show right now, but if you have a question for her, feel free to contact her. Also at MySpace, at myspace.com/ Miss Williams, 32. That's Miss Williams, 32. And you have a remarkable story, you know, of how God can restore the relationship between the father and the daughter. And you've gone through some heartache. Your family has gone through some heartache and pain. But God has also turned that event, those things that happened, into a miracle. He turned those things around for the good, and God is blessing you. And I'm sure that this book is also healing, helping in the healing and grieving process. And I just want to encourage you to continue in whatever it is that God has for you in your life, because I know and I can tell that you are going to be a blessing, continue to be a blessing to so many people.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, how can people go about buying your book?
They can go on Amazon.com, Target.com, BarnesandNoble.com, AuthorHouse.com. If you just Google it, it'll start popping up.
The Love of the Father.
Right.
You know, there's a song on my CD that's entitled Love Always, and I'm going to end the show with that today. And it's an example of even what you've gone through and how God has really blessed your family, blessed you through this. You know, God has blessed you guys. You know, and I'm talking about you, your mother, and your father, you know. And God has healed you, and he set you free. You know, your father got into becoming saved before he went to be with the Lord. And if you would have turned your back, you know, it probably wouldn't have happened.
Right.
You know, but I'm thankful that you were obedient and you didn't give up. You know, and God softened your heart so that he could reach him. You know, but this song that I'm going to play is Love Always, because, you know, we're supposed to love always. I appreciate you, Ms. Williams, for being on the show today, and I invite you back whenever you'd like to.
Okay. I thank you for this opportunity, and I'll definitely come back.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. And don't forget, you guys, to hit Miss Williams up on myspace.com/MissWilliams32. And you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. And Miss Williams, I'm definitely going to hit you up on MySpace. And I just want to say really, really honestly, thank you. I believe so many people will be touched and their lives will be changed because of the love that God has placed in you and how he has healed your family. We'll be back here again this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. I have guest Brenda Johnson, host of the Destiny and Purpose Radio. And she's on blogtalkradio.com/wordupforyou. God bless you guys. And thank you for listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Krishna?
Yes.
It's still recording, so people can it's not live, but it's still streaming. So when people actually go to download this show, they're going to actually still hear the conversations. But I just want to say, wow. I know a lot of people probably end up saying wow at the end of that. But it's amazing. Like I said, God has really kept you. And God has kept your family. I just pray that God will continue to keep you on this journey. And as you begin to open up doors, that so many people are going to come up to you and tell you, you know, I was afraid to say anything, but now you've given me courage to speak about how God has healed, what God has done in my life. And then you're going to meet some people who have been in denial all this time, who are still dealing with that, or even similar situations. You know, and I just want to say, I just plead the blood of Jesus over you, and I thank God for the life that that he's placing you, because you're here for a purpose. You're here to reach so many people with your story, with your testimony. So I just want to say thank you again. I know it's taken a lot of courage, and God can even give you even more courage. And that platform that he's giving you, you know, you're going to reach so many people. So I just encourage you and tell you, please keep in touch with me. Let me know what's going on. And I'm glad I came across your page. I'm honored that you were a guest on my show.
I'm really glad that I was able to be a guest also, and I'll definitely be checking in more often and telling people to do the same, because, you know, you can be willing to tell your story, but if you don't have the opportunities, you know, especially to reach a lot of people that you would probably never come in contact with on your own, it doesn't mean that much. So we need good radio programs and television programs that provide this opportunity.
Thank you so much. And God bless you. And we will be in touch.
All right.
Bye-bye. Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And I appreciate you guys for listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. Don't forget to Google her up. You go to Amazon.com or you just go to Google. That's Krishna D. Williams, The Love of the Father. God bless.